Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the first week of Lent, February 27th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today is from the writings of the evangelist Matthew, where he says, Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. At first hearing, Jesus' words today may unsettle us. They sound severe, almost discouraging. The scribes and Pharisees were not careless people. They prayed, they fasted, they studied the law. They guarded religious tradition with seriousness and discipline. If their righteousness is not enough, we may quietly wonder, what hope is there for us? But Jesus is not raising the bar higher in the way the world raises bars. He is not asking for more religious performance, more visible piety, or stricter rule-keeping. He is pointing us somewhere far more demanding and far more liberating. He is pointing us to the heart. The righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees was real, but it remained largely external. It focused on compliance, on correct behavior, on avoiding visible faults. It was concerned with what could be measured and observed. Jesus, however, is concerned with the root, not merely the fruit. He is not content with a life that looks holy on the surface, while remaining divided within. Lent exists precisely for this reason. It is not spiritual spring cleaning meant to polish appearances. It is a season that invites us underground, into the soil of the soul, where hidden roots grow, roots that shape everything else. Jesus will go on in this very chapter of Matthew to show us what he means. He speaks of anger that lies beneath murder, lust that precedes adultery, resentment that corrodes relationships longing before words are spoken. In each case, he draws our attention away from public acts and towards inner movement. Sin, he teaches us, does not begin with action. It begins with disordered desire, with fear, with pride, with a heart that no longer trusts the Father. This is uncomfortable territory. It is much easier to confess what we have done than to confront what we cling to. It is easier to correct behavior than to surrender control. The Pharisee can say, I have obeyed. The disciple must say, I need mercy. Here we encounter the paradox of today's gospel. The righteousness that surpasses is not stricter, it is deeper. It is not self-constructed, it is received. It is not rooted in moral superiority, it is rooted in humility. True righteousness begins when we stop using God to justify ourselves and allow God to convert us. This is why Jesus is so relentless with the heart. A divided heart cannot enter the kingdom. not because God refuses it, but because God is not yet, but because it is not yet free. The kingdom of heaven is not simply a future reward. It is a way of living now, living in truth, in love, in communion. And communion cannot grow where the heart is barricaded. Lent invites us to ask hard, holy questions. Where do I perform righteousness instead of living it? Where do I obey outwardly but resist inwardly? Where do I avoid obvious sin while quietly nurturing resentment, judgment, or self-reliance? These are not questions meant to crush us. They are meant to open us. Jesus speaks firmly because he loves us too much to leave us shallow. The scribes and the Pharisees trusted in a righteousness they could manage. Jesus invites us into a righteousness that requires surrender. One is safe, the other is saving. To surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees is not to become harsher with ourselves or with others. It is to become more honest. It is to allow the light of God to reach the places we would rather keep hidden, not to shame us, but to heal us. In Lent, prayer loosens the grip of self-justification. Fasting reveals what truly rules us. Almsgiving breaks the illusion that we are self-sufficient. Each discipline presses gently but firmly on the same point. Who is Lord of my heart? And here is the good news. The righteousness Jesus asks of us is the very righteousness he longs to give us. He does not command the impossible without offering the grace to fulfill it. He asks us to come poor, unguarded, and truthful, and to trust that mercy goes deeper than sin. As we walk these first days of Lent, let's not settle for appearances. Let's ask God for the courage to let him touch the root, not just prune the branches. For when the heart is healed, the life will follow. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you see beyond appearances and stretch the depths of the human heart. In this season of Lent, strip away in us all false righteousness, every mask, every defense, every quiet excuse. Shine your light into the places we avoid, not to condemn us, but to heal us. Give us hearts that hunger for truth, spirits that trust your mercy, and lives rooted not in self-reliance, but in your grace. Create in us a righteousness that flows from love, is sustained by humility, and leads us into your kingdom. We ask this in your holy name, who live and reign with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, as one God, for ever and ever. Amen. If you find a blessing in these words today, I invite you to enter deeply into this season of Lent, that God might continue to bless you as you grow closer to himself each and every day. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.